Hello. This episode is going to have an explicit tag on it because I'm going to be talking about some unsavory comments or topics, with less than clean language. So if that kind of thing offends you, feel free to skip this episode. It's just a quick rant and you're not going to be missing anything. I want to talk about a post that I put up mentioning that even if a woman walked down the street naked, it doesn't mean that you have the right to call out to her, touch her, you know, sexually harass her in any way. Why do I say that? It's because clothes, or lack thereof, regardless of what it may imply about the quality of the individual or their sexual outlook, it doesn't give anyone the right to act on it of their own free will. The clothing of a woman does not ask for it or ask for anything. The only way that a woman can be asking for sexual activity would be if she actually asks you for sexual activity. And I think it's disgusting that there are people out there who honestly think that that's excusable. And someone pointed out that they hoped that this applied to men, too, if men were walking down the street naked. And I thought to myself, yeah, it would, but I didn't even bother to respond to it, because that's really not what the topic was. Somebody was mentioning how people use the excuse that women want it. And I've never heard anyone, even in the cases of male rape, say, well, that guy was slutty. He must have wanted to be fucked because he was wearing skinny jeans and his ass was popping. I've never heard that in my damn life. And that's the reason I didn't bring it up. Not because it hypothetically couldn't happen, but when you hear about boys being molested or raped, it's usually by older men and women when they're young, or it's adult male to adult male. This doesn't mean that women can't or don't rape adult men. But I don't hear about it. Without that man having been incapacitated in some way, standard logic, although it's sexist, kind of makes you think, even if it's just for a brief moment, just run away from her. You know, like if a girl wants to rape you, just say no, and then, you know, stop her. It seems so simple, and that may not always be the case, but when's the last time you heard a woman, you know, when did you hear about a woman grabbing a guy, pulling him into a white van, you know, handcuffing him, raping him, and then when he's kicked to the curb, everyone goes, well, that guy was a slut. You know, he must have wanted to be sucked off. When? And I just wanted to take this moment to point out that I was not gender neutral in my statements. And I understand that I wasn't gender neutral. And I hope that people don't take me for being too biased here. But there are certain times where I'm going to talk about issues that mainly affect women or mainly affect men. And I'm going to say men and women when I'm referring to those things, because I could honestly, it would take me so many extra characters on a keyboard, and it would take me so many extra minutes to qualify everything I say. So, for example, if I said what I said earlier in this podcast, where a girl is walking down the street naked, it doesn't give a guy the right to do anything. Well, it doesn't give a woman the right to do anything either. And I believe I specifically said person to avoid that. But if I had said guy attacking a woman, most people wouldn't think that's odd. Most people would be like, oh yeah, okay, that's the way it works. Which brings up a subtopic. Woman-on-woman rape. I know this happens. And there's prison situations and maybe even just day-to-day situations where it happens. And there is a disturbing phenomenon where woman on woman doesn't get considered rape, even by other men and women who would otherwise consider other non-consenting acts of sexuality rape. Why is it that we have this idea that a woman forcing herself on another woman is just hot lesbian action? I think the vast majority of people, without realizing it, kind of see it that way. And there is a large number of pornographic videos where violence or some kind of antagonistic atmosphere is what initiates the female-on-female sex act. And that's just commonplace. It's a bizarre thing. I haven't researched statistics on it, but there is this handy website that I enjoy going to a lot, and this website is tvtropes.com, I believe. And it lists all kinds of tropes from TV, comic books, movies, real life. It shows examples of them. Sometimes examples where they're deliberately countered. And then it'll also go into subtropes. And it'll tell you about all kinds of sometimes funny and sometimes disturbing tropes. Things that people lean on when they're writing. And one of the ones it mentioned was the girls can't be raped by other girls phenomenon. I think this is disturbing in and of itself, but also the whole idea that, you know, there's justifiable rape at all in any situation, I think that needs to change. My outrage could last for hours and hours and days, but I'm going to let you off the hook with a couple minutes. So, once again, Comics Raw. You can find me on Twitter, at Comics Raw. You can email me, comicsraw@gmail.com. Or even easier, just find me on the message board. Send me a private message or a public message, or respond to one of the messages I've posted in the board, if you feel inclined to chime in.